Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I didn't think this was possible, and I could have just personally could have just like threw in the towel and just got myself fixed up and missed out. There are days that I wanted to do that, and I knew this group was too special and we had a chance, and I just am so lucky to be on this team with this group of guys. Just a special group, and we got to be a dynasty now. It's 3 years in a row, finals, 2 championships. This team is so special, and I just Stanley Cup champion. This never gets old.
Florida Panthers, Matthew Tkachuk there. When he said he could have folded it up, we found out he had a pretty serious lower body injury. We got to be a dynasty. 3 cup finals in a row, 2 championships. That's what the Lightning did right before them. They're also the third team in the last 10 years to go back-to-back.
Which, I don't think you... I'm almost more inclined to not call them a dynasty because it's just been done.
Yeah.
Like, if Tampa hadn't just won back-to-back, and did they win 3 total?
Tampa won 2.
They won 2. I'm less inclined to call the Panthers a dynasty because someone just did it right before. Like, Bettman, during his introduction awarding the cup, is like, it's the hardest trophy to win in the league in sports. It's even more impossible to win it back-to-back. And I'm watching that like, it is? I just saw it 2 years earlier, yeah. And I just saw somebody else do it 10 years ago. So, I'm not saying it's not hard, but we just saw it. It's a Florida dynasty more than it's a Panthers dynasty or right. It's a Lightning dynasty. It's the state of Florida dominating hockey for 7 years.
Sal had a good conversation on this on dynasties and yesterday on the Extra Point Show, and it got me thinking about maybe another way to look at dynasties would be to say player dynasties. The Bills are not a dynasty, but the Josh Allen era we are comfortable in defining. And the Chiefs are, you know, they've won 3 out of 4, right? And they were almost at 3 in a row and almost at 4 out of 5 had they won.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every dynasty is going to look different, but the Patriots, what were they? They had 2 separate little runs, right. And they went 10 years in between. But we would definitely call the Patriots, like,
third dynasty.
Were they for 10 years when they weren't winning? Brady and Belichick dynasty was they ruled the land for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, they didn't finish on the top every single time. So, you know, it ends up you want to almost make it like, oh, you got to check these 3 boxes. If Florida wins next year, are they one? Sure. If they lose in the final, are they? Sure. You know, it tries to make something binary that, you know, of course, has a number of different layers to it.
Well, so. I think, isn't it true, though, that we talk about this and we debate it when a team has won 2, but not when they've won 3?
Yeah, 3 usually gets the job
when
done.
When you've won 3, I think everybody's on the same page. Like, if the Panthers were to win it next year, like right now, I bet people will debate it all day. In hockey circles. Like, oh, is this a dynasty? If they win next year, there will be no debate. They'll just call it that.
Yeah.
That's a dynasty. Like, does anybody debate that the Warriors were a dynasty?
No, I mean, I wouldn't.
No, because they won 4.
They went to 5 straight finals?
They went to 5 straight, and they won 5? No, excuse me, they won 4. They missed a year in between, and then without Durant, went back and won it again. Like, nobody in the world debates whether that was a dynasty or not.
Yeah.
Because they got to a certain number, and it was, okay, this is definitive.
3 titles in 5 years, and 5 straight appearances in the finals.
Right. And then they went back a couple years later and won it again. So
the Cavs made the finals 4 years in a row and won one of those?
Yes.
You know, that's
all against the Warriors.
That's right. 4 straight years. Those were good years in the NBA. 803-0550. Very quick point on the NBA because Game 6 in that series is tomorrow, right?
Yep.
So Warriors-Cavs, I mean, that was like, we say like that was a good life.
Yep.
I saw somebody pointing out that the ratings in this series between the Thunder and the Pacers are down, and it's because of a lack of star power. And you might get some hardcore basketball fans that want to dunk on that, like, oh, you're not watching because there's no stars.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. People like to watch the best players in the world, and especially in the case of the Pacers are interesting here. In game five of that series, Halliburton, now we found out he's hurt. Okay.
You saw him get injured, and he was definitely
injured. He's playing hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he honestly, Carlisle's getting criticism for
because
putting him back
played,
in the game.
Because he shouldn't have played.
Yeah.
But he got hurt in the second half?
Second quarter, I think.
Second quarter, okay. Yeah. Because he goes to the free throw line in that game, and I'm watching, and he had 0 points.
Yeah.
And I thought, there have been 120 points scored in this game, and Tyrese Halliburton has none of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He gets a little bit of, not a tier one star.
Yeah.
And the answer is because how could that ever happen,
right?
That you could have 0 points that deep into a game. I'm not like going after him. It's just the star power point.
No, but like his point totals by game, even if you take out the game where he might have been playing injured, 14, 17, 22, 18. Like, a pretty good player.
Not bad.
That's not, no one's getting super impressed by, oh, you scored 18 points, huh?
And the NHL here, you know, they have star power in this final. McDavid in a final. McDavid and Draisaitl in a final. I'm going to watch it no matter what. Like, I'm going to watch the best players.
Right.
So, well, I just don't think we have to act like somebody is holier than thou because they'd rather watch more interesting series and not just like, oh, you should watch it no matter what because the quality of the basketball is good. Okay, sure, fine.
Well, the other thing about that series that is just a little different than the hockey series have stars that have established themselves. Right, like these guys are new.
And
like you're right about the Pacers. Like, the Pacers don't really have that.
No, but
the
SGA
Thunder have two guys that are going to be stars for a long time. But this is everybody's first time really watching them, so it's not because they're not established yet, and because they're not dethroning a king on the other end. Like, that's going to, I think, hurt them. If LeBron was on the other side, or even if it was just the Celtics, but if it was something bigger on the other side that they were dethroning, I think it would do more for their star power. I think it's actually hurting their just fame that the Pacers are the team that they're going to end up beating here.
Well, also mixed in there is people kind of hate SGA's game.
I hate his game.
You're not alone.
He is going to drive me crazy for 10 years, but he still should be, you know,
sure,
credited as like a superstar. He won the MVP.
That's right, no doubt. DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ, what's up?
Hey, guys. Sorry to bring it back to the Sabres, but I want to kind of try and make this point rational about the owner. And so we have an owner. So, like, I want to compare it to fantasy football a little bit. Like, I've been in the same league for, like, 20 years with the same guys. A couple of them have, you know, they sucked for years, and so they have eventually quit because they just were bad and they were just losing their money every year. We're kind of in the same boat with this owner, and I think this is kind of an important, like, the most important offseason, simply because this is kind of the point where he can either show us that he really does care and, like, he wants us to be good, or he's completely checked out, because this offseason is kind of the point where all our stars, again, are either going to want out, and if they do all want out again, like, I don't know where you go from here. Like, you can't have 15 years of playoff drought and then everyone on the team want to leave again. Like, that's pure rock bottom. So I just kind of wanted to compare it to, like, football. Like, everyone has a breaking point, and, like, there's got to be something, you know, either, you know, wanting to get rid of the team or wanting to actually invest in, you know, make this team good. So just kind of wanted to, you know, bring that up and see what you guys thought.
Is the question about, like, selling the team?
It's more, I think, about kind of like, when will they put, or will they ever put the necessary resources in if it continues to not work? Or will they go round and round and round forever, spending low and performing, you know, on par with that without ever seeing a change? I don't know. I tend to think that is what we'd be headed for. That the year they finally break the playoff drought, I don't know that I'm not expecting that season, whenever it comes, to be because they decided to go all in and spend, you know, $20 million more than they're used to. Like, that would be like a light bulb, like a switch flipping for them. And how could you believe that's coming? at any point. That would be Terry watching it and just being fed up and saying, all right, fine, here you go. Here's an extra $20 million. Go make the team good because I'm sick of it. I don't know if there is a sick of it.
I think that we've come a long way from the day that they bought the team. They own another team in town that is very successful. And all the stuff in the Matthew Fairburn article at The Athletic about how once the Bills came into the picture, the Sabres took a back seat. Like, there are going to be denials of that, but there are people that believe that and people that, you know, sources that would have told Matthew Fairburn that would believe that to be true. So, economic, effective, and efficient. We heard those three words. They do not spend to the cap. Kevin Adams has said, I don't think about the salary cap, which is probably a pretty good indicator that they have an internal cap.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they were to get lightning in a bottle and get good, and it meant, hey, spend this money to stay good,
then they would.
I'm thinking of the Golisano years. Like Golisano, they got good. It was surprising. If you go back to the Golisano years, it was almost like, I don't oversell this. Like, he bought the team and he saved them from moving. There was no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of his beliefs were that I wish I could do all 1 year contracts. That was one thing he wasn't really.
They did that with Briere, didn't they?
Well, he didn't want to commit long term.
Yeah.
They were going to be a budget team, a friend. You know, there was going to be an internal cap to some degree. But along the way,
the only thing I ever remember about that time was a mindset of as long as you break even.
Sure, and making the playoffs and having home playoff games was how they were doing that.
Yeah.
And if you spend more, and then you're going to have to make more playoff games. But I forget which series it was. There was a Sabre series that was put out maybe a year or two ago, and it looked back on the Golisano years. It might have been a retrospective on him.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, this is going to be one of those ones where, like, if you're old enough to remember, you might not be old enough to remember this part of it because it's maybe business side of it. Not that you don't remember Golisano, but
mm-hmm.
It was almost like the fans – and the community and the team and everybody was convincing him that hockey was cool. He was not a hockey guy. He bought a hockey team. He'd be at the games. We'd see him. Mm-hmm. And he'd get kind of swept up in it. And it was almost like, hey, look. Look at this. Look how fun this is.
Like people wanting him to like it as much as they did?
Maybe.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. That's what was kind of presented in that retrospective. Jerry and Kenmore might remember this. I mean, you've been around forever, Jerry. Do you remember that exact kind of vibe when Golisano was the owner?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I do. I remember the whole, you know, make the playoffs and then you make money. And it was very important. But it was very budget and star, you know, balance. It was balance. But you know what I remember about him? But seeing him in the press box, you know, or his suite during playoff games, you know, it just, one of the points that I called for one main reason. And I've been around a long time, and I've been a lifelong Sabre fan. And I looked it up last night. We are 14th all-time in win percentage in the regular season, with three of the teams being ahead of us, Las Vegas, Seattle, and Utah, with small sample sizes. So theoretically, we might be 11th. We're ahead of Pittsburgh. We're ahead of the Islanders. We're ahead of the Rangers. We're ahead of the Maple Leafs. Like, this is a franchise that before this 14 years – all they were missing was a Stanley Cup. They were a great franchise. You know, ownership issues here and there, but they were a great franchise that produced and made playoffs all the time and advanced in the playoffs all the time. It's amazing they're 14th after these 14 years all time. Mm-hmm. And save percentage and win percentage. But quickly about the NBA. I don't think it's star power. I think it's market size. I think it's market size and the time of the year that it is. And across the country, there's been really, really good weather. And there's no good reason to watch basketball, you know, unless you have an interest in the market.
See, I don't buy that.
No.
Because I've seen too many examples of small market teams with big stars get – I mean, LeBron, of course, is bigger than the sport, but Cleveland's not a big market, and they became the center of the sport for 4 years with Golden State. Oklahoma City is a small market who's in these finals. When it's Durant and Westbrook there, they're a draw.
Mm-hmm.
They're a huge draw. So, I don't know. Sure, in this environment, would there be better ratings if the Knicks were in it? Probably, but I think the star power is still more important by a lot.
A quick check.
Milwaukee, Cleveland's small market with Giannis.
Cleveland's the 18th NBA market.
Okay.
And with LeBron, I don't buy market size. Market size is going to have its built-in numbers for sure. But I mean, I'm for the person that's not in the market, yeah.
So yeah,
stars for me. And again, I have been watching the series. It's been fine. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on the Sabres, the Panthers. The offseason begins now. 9 days from the draft. Just 9 days.
Trade the pick.
Sure.
Although we sit here every year and say trade the pick, and they never trade the pick. But maybe this year they'll actually trade the pick. Nine's a good spot to trade the pick. Right? It's not two.
Nine's a good spot to trade it with something. Nine on its own.
No, that's what I mean. Like, instead of it being like, if it was 15th or 16th or 20th, although that'd be nice if it was late. It had been really high, I would be confident they would not deal it, but maybe they will with it being at number 9. Just give me something I care about. Give me a Robertson trade. Give me a Pettersson trade. Give me something that moves the meter. How about something that instead of just being a story around here is a story around the league? Like, did you see what Buffalo did today? It's the last time that happened.
Where they're on the good end of it, too.
Yeah.
Even that. Right. Not trading Eichel away.
803-0550. That's our phone number. Jeremy and Joe. Marcel Louis-Jacques on the Dolphins coming up at the top of the hour. Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe. 15 goals in the playoffs.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
And he'll be a free agent in 2 weeks.
Pretty good for him.
The report is he will likely stay in Florida. That he is the one that is likely to stay, and Ekblad is likely to leave in free agency.
Did you see Let's Get Stupid?
Sure.
Let's go. Let's go. We got 3 minutes here. This is slightly different than what we just did. We did because in the Let's Get Stupid intro, there's like, hey, McDavid, what would you trade McDavid?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday. Maybe it's just baseless speculation. Maybe he knows something. Steve Levy said if the Oilers lose, McDavid might look elsewhere.
Steve Levy said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he not in the final year of his contract?
McDavid?
Going into it? Double check that. I'm pretty sure he's going into the he is. He's going into the final year of his deal. So in 1 year, he'll be a free agent. A year and 2 weeks.
Okay. Would you rather... Again, this is Let's Get Stupid, so hey, you're not allowed to get mad or think this is dumb, because it is dumb. We know it. But this is a little bit like one of those, how far gone are you as a... Would you trade the full entire organization for him?
What is that?
Everything.
What does that mean?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Like the arena?
No, you get to keep the arena because you got to play games.
Okay.
But it's McDavid. you can pick ninth, and then you're going to free agency. You can trade every single thing. You want to include the uniforms? I don't care. Go back to the slugs. You can have no. Would you trade every asset in the organization?
I have to wear blank jerseys it's a create a team
tell
NHL.
Edmonton, you can have every single NHL, every player that has played an NHL game for us in exchange for Connor McDavid with an extension. Would you do it?
Yes, I would. Sure, of course I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Darlene, Tage.
I'll build Paterka, around McDavid in a couple years.
Couple years. I don't want to wait a couple years.
I'm getting so, but that also means the front office and the coaching staff and all of it. Okay, because
only with
some of that might be addition by subtraction.
Like, well, it's the NHL's first ever McDavid draft. They just take as many pieces as they want, and whatever they don't want, you keep with McDavid. Do you make the playoffs?
Wait a minute, one more time. McDavid's here, and
it's a this is Let's Get Stupid, folks.
Yeah,
it's the first ever McDavid draft, like an expansion draft. You know, you unprotected players.
Sure.
This would be, we send you Connor McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
You give us your roster sheet, and every single spot I want to swap a player, I swap a player. Everyone. Tage goes for whoever they send back. Darlene goes, you're getting
Kulak.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every single spot they want, they take, you get McDavid.
Yes, I want McDavid.
You just want to watch him?
Give me McDavid. Get rid of all of it. The logos. You can even have the arena if you really want it.
Where are you going to play?
I'll play on Lake Erie. Well, that only worked maybe like the heart of December or January. I thought, okay, I have a different Let's Get Stupid involving McDavid. So he's 1 year left on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard it. What if you knew he's leaving in a year, no matter what? Edmonton knows the same thing. What would you trade for him?
For 1 year of
McDavid? You know it's only going to be 1 year. What would you be willing to give up? Would you give up Tage?
Yeah.
Would you give up Darlene?
Do I get to know in the future if these players demand trades in 2 years?
Like, you do not get to know that. You only have the information that you have at present, but I'm letting you know, McDavid's letting you know, I am walking in a year. I'll play for you. I'll play hard for you. We'll try to win a championship, but I'm gone in a year. So. Darlene for McDavid.
Okay, because you're not getting it done with draft picks.
No, sure. I mean, of course you'd be willing to give up. You can be willing to give up 5 first round picks for a year of McDavid.
I'll tell you who should do that is every good team.
Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard. Hey, that worked. He won.
He did.
Toronto doesn't regret that. I would not give up Darlene, by the way, for that. I think.
I just had you giving up everything from the logos to the sticks.
Yeah, but I'm getting him forever. Like I'm gonna build around him eventually, right? Aren't I? Wouldn't your question basically be, could you see them winning the cup with McDavid this year? Isn't that your question? Because that's why the Raptors did it. The Raptors did it because they thought they could win a championship
right.
with the one star player.
All right, this has been Let's Get Stupid. 1 year left. Is he gonna extend? The cap's going to go way up. It's going to cost a lot of money.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I think.
Edmonton, formerly players don't want to play their zone. Right? And then they just
yeah, that's right.
Including McDavid. Lottery night. His face.
mm-hmm. You would give up Tage for 1 year?
I don't know. Just want to feel something again.
Can that be the slogan for the 2025-26 season?
Yeah.
Put on like the season ticket, you know, sent outs. Just want to feel something again.
803-0550, our phone number. You can give us a ring. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.